For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The emergence of competitors like Whole Foods led the East Lansing Food Co-op to close its doors in January after 41 years of operation. At the time, leaders of the customer-owned enterprise expressed hope that they would be able to reopen at some point. Now it appears that will not happen. On Tuesday night, owners will meet to consider the board's recommendation that they dissolve. There are about 2,000 owners, and the co-op has assets of about $180,000. I talked with board president Yelena Kalinsky about the ELFCO meeting, which starts at 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Allen Neighborhood Center on East Kalamazoo Street in Lansing.
There are a lot of questions in the air. Members have been writing to us suggesting new proposals and new ideas of non-storefront businesses. What we'll really need are members who want to step forward and help make those things happen. So there will be an opportunity, as at every one of our board meetings, for owners to voice their opinions, to suggest things. But we'll be talking about what are the next steps for ELFCO and for the board in terms of a forthcoming owners meeting, all owners meeting, and dissolution, and all of those things. So members will have an opportunity to speak, and board members will be thinking about, you know, what our next steps are.
How likely would you say complete dissolution of the organization might be?
Dissolution will be completely contingent on a vote of the ownership. So I think that at this point, I can't really say, because I don't know how the owners will vote. And we also are waiting to hear from a lawyer about what form the vote will have to take and all of those things. So there are a lot of details to still be worked out. But I think that it is pretty likely that ELFCO will dissolve at this point.
If ELFCO doesn't dissolve, how might it persist? What would remain? What would be useful about it?
Well, the wonderful thing about co-ops is that they are a form of local investing. So co-op owners contribute a small amount of money that's called equity, and then all of that money is pooled into running a business that is democratically controlled by the owners through the board. So right now we have the equity from the old store and from the sale of the old building that could go towards a new locally run, food business that could be a new ELFCO, but it'll really take some new ideas and expertise and really more energy and engagement from owners who want to make this happen. Democratically run co-ops are a lot of work for volunteers. And especially in the early phases of a co-op startup, it is a tremendous amount of work of volunteer labor. As I've found as a board member and as the board president, we just have been putting in hours and hours on this since the spring. So, the opportunity is there, but it really is going to take a lot of work.
How much do you know at this point of what would happen to the East Lansing Food Co-op's assets if the members decide to dissolve?
According to our bylaws, our first responsibility is to our owners, is to return equity. Now, this is all contingent on co-op law in the state of Michigan, and we still have to work out the details with the lawyer to think about how that would work. But our first responsibility is to our owners.
Yelena Kalinsky is president of the East Lansing Food Co-op Board of Directors. Thank you.
Thanks.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.